Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, okay, we open up, we're in a live studio audience. The host who stole Tayshia's job is talking all about this being the most emotional, dramatic ending. All of America will be stunned. Just completely over the top and ridiculous.
Lies after lies.
So they bring Gabby and Rachel out on stage. Gabby is eating eating Rachel up in this dress. Oh. Literally looking like she fully is about to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Go
perform after. That was the type of dress she was wearing. And they got Gabby looking.
And hair, too.
And hair was big and voluptuous. Yeah. They just made Rachel look so regular. They hate this child. Why are they doing this to her?
And and it was like Rachel's night. So why didn't Rachel have on something
that
sparkly?
Gabby sat there basically in silence the entire episode. Looking like $1 million.
Yep.
The whole time the camera's on Rachel and y'all have her in this Skims sheet-in dress. I'm so mad. They really cannot stand this girl.
They really. Oh, wow. My God.
Ugh. Oh, my God. So they come off stage. Rachel's looking very nervous because, as you said, this is like her night. Her footage. We pick back up at the rose ceremony where Zach is pulling Rachel to the side after their terrible fantasy suites. And he brings her off to the side and is like, you know, overnights was weird. She's like, yeah. Just staring at him like, where the fuck is he about to take this? How much is he going to say? Like, she looked very shook. And he told his truth. He said, it feels like I was getting Bachelorette Rachel. And Rachel I grew to love. And I just feel very disappointed in how things went.
What is the difference? I was so confused by that. You have only fallen in love with her on camera. What do you mean you got Bachelorette Rachel?
Yeah.
That's who you fell in love with, was Bachelorette Rachel.
Yeah. But I think he's saying, like, it was so clear there were things she was not saying. It was like this facade had shown up in the room. And it was who is this? What is this? Can you just talk real with me for a second? And she's kind of just staring at him like, like not really saying much. Like her whole thing basically was like, I'm just trying to get Clary this week. It was a really tough week for me. He's like, you kept bringing up the age thing. That was very weird. Kind of just like ... waiting for her to say something. And she's kind of just like,
but she's not fighting for him because she don't care.
Not fighting for him.
She was gonna eliminate his ass any damn way. So she's like, okay, so you get into this? Okay, good. Because I was planning on taking you out.
Yeah.
So
she was. Yeah. She literally was just like, so I have no fight, no bite in me. So
yeah. I don't care. I'm good.
I really don't care. And he picked up on that and basically was like, you know, I did really love you. Past tense.
I don't want him to be the Bachelor.
I'm good on
that
Zach.
Pity, passive aggressive bullshit. I did love you. That's just passive aggressive.
Really love you. I feel for him though. I feel for
you.
Zach.
Do
I do? I'm good on him with the being the Bachelor and whatever. And he to me is still very much like a stiff statue. But He was in love with this girl, Zach. They had a fantastic hometown. Every date has been great. They've had no issues whatsoever. They have the whole pilot thing. They love planes and whatever. They've had no issues. It's been smooth sailing. He was very much in love with this girl.
Yeah.
And she kind of just dropped him like a hot potato at the end when she realized Tino was it and didn't really give him that exit or that ending conversation that I feel like he did deserve, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I really wish Rachel would have pulled a Gabby and said, well, since we're talking about what happened off camera and then I really wish she did that.
Yeah.
But she didn't because she doesn't care. So she was really like, okay, you want to be the Bachelor? All right, let's go. Yeah. What she else? Really okay, sounds good.
Yeah, it to me though, it was kind of cold. I didn't really appreciate how she... Maybe she was just caught off guard and kind of blindsided by the moment he was trying to pull. Maybe that's
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And I think she's been watching this show for so long. And she knows what he was trying to do.
She saw the moment that was happening.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, she ain't trying to salvage nothing. So yeah, she's like, I truly need you to know that I wish I had gotten there. And he's like, well, at least we know now, which that was shady, but he's like, I had to pull this out of you, I guess. I guess we're there now. Thanks for letting me bring us to this moment. What the fuck? Like, I feel for him there. And yeah, so Tino and Avon, they're like, oh my God, it looks like Zach is getting walked out.
Walked out. No.
Really, Zach walked himself out. He left.
Zach he left walked her. Rachel out.
He walked Rachel out. He said, I am leaving.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so he hopped in the SUV and then had his whole moments and his tears and the
huffing and puffing to blow the house down. Oh my God. I can't with him. I can't with him in these manufactured moments that he's making. It makes me so mad.
Very cringe. Yeah. Just like squeezing them tears out of them teardrops. And these like lines, like question if any of it was real, and I don't know. Maybe he feel just the way he talks. He's so like talk show host that it just feels very like inauthentic. But maybe he is authentic. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
It doesn't sound like it. But is it really just the sound though? Because you know his voice sounds like
it does. It does sound like an announcer.
Like an announcer. So it's hard for us to like feel the emotion, but maybe he is. I don't know.
No, I'm done with him. He brought them tissues folded up to Jesse and talking about I don't know, she's just ingenuine. I was first of all, it's disingenuous, nigga. Second of all, why are you bringing this to me? I don't care about your little tears coming out your face.
No.
And you probably a wild Republican, and that's why she didn't. She had her gay friend here. You can't beat him. No.
Oh, God.
I can't. Oh, bye, God. Zach.
Goodbye,
I was
Zach.
A Zach fan. God damn it. I'm ruined everything.
I'm good on Zach. Yeah, the moment with Jesse was kind of whack to me. That was so stupid. He should just went and talked to Rachel.
Yeah.
That moment with Jesse felt very manufactured.
Yes.
He needed to have a conversation with Rachel. That was it. Why are we doing this extra scene with Jesse?
Exactly.
What is exactly. this? So anyways, he left. Rachel, I mean, really, Zach, I kind of still feel for him a little bit, he felt to me like the Gabby and Jason situation.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Rachel just kind of like dropped him. He was like, what? I thought we were in love. Like, I don't get it. What? So that's where like the blindsided kind of just left high and dry. I fell for him in that moment, but he's also kind of, so yeah, Rachel returns to Tino and Avon, lets them know that Zach left, and then had her little moment saying, you know, for people who say that they care about me but question my character, it's so disappointing.
Well, that's true.
I guess. Rachel, no. We're not doing this. Rachel, this is whack. This whole ending with Zach was whack.
Oh my God.
I have my own feelings about Zach, whatever, but Rachel, this was really whack. This man was fully in love with you. You did not even give him a conversation. You should not have dragged him to this rose ceremony. You should have broke up with him in the fantasy suite when shit was awkward and funky.
Yeah, yeah, she should have. That's
you should have. You knew
true.
She knew from that moment that she wasn't going to do nothing with him. She should have broke with him then. Why drag him to the rose ceremony? That was whack. You knew that fantasy suits was awkward.
Yeah, right.
The elephant was out. Just send him home then. Save him the tears and this whole fucking bachelor moment where he now looks nuts. Like, stop. So this whole question I get. Okay, boo-hoo-hoo, Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she gives a roast to Tino, gives a roast to Avon. Now we get back to the studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
They bring Zach out.
He look like a finance bro in Murray Hill. He looks so fucking regular.
So regular. This is nobody's bachelor. This is nobody's bachelor.
No. This is the most regular we've seen him look.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was very disappointed in this suit.
Was very Men's Warehouse.
Yes.
He didn't bring nothing new. Usually they bring like a new beard or a new haircut.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Some even styling. A new side part. Even
a new side part. Like,
yeah, something. Something. Didn't
bring nothing new.
Nothing new. Oof.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
So commercial. So he, came out and he's like, I'm really nervous. And it's like, and I do want to apologize for making you feel like I called you out of your character. It's the last thing I wanted to do. I was just so in shock and disbelief. I was, but I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Rachel, I'm so sorry too. I just want you to know my feelings were real. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. 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 And the both of them just look real stiff and fake.
Awkward and fake. Yes. Fake. And they both look like they know something about each other they can't say on camera. That's what they both look like.
Yes. That's exactly it.
Right?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Right? Zach knows in that fantasy suites, it was very obvious that she did not want to move forward with him. And was.
And Rachel knows that he doesn't care about Roe v. Wade. And so now, y'all sitting on the couch with equal shit behind your back yes. that you both know about each other.
Right.
And you both agreed. Yes. Listen, we're not about to do this shit on camera.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm yes. up for my bachelor bid. I'm 26 and I'm a personal trainer yeah. and I am never going to make more money than I am right now. Mm-mm. So keep that behind you. I'm going to keep this behind me.
Right.
But
yeah.
That's what it gave.
That's what it gave. Neither one uh-huh. of them was going to go there. Nobody was about to assume the role nope. of bone collector. They both agreed. We are not bringing no skeletons out.
No. Nope.
Say I'm sorry profusely. You're going to say yes. the same. And we're going to say nothing in this conversation. And these America's going to be sitting there looking and waiting for something. Yeah. We ain't going to give them nothing.
Nothing.
Literally what it was.
We're going to serve nothing.
Serve
tonight,
nothing.
We are serving nothing.
We are serving nothing. We're in agreement. Bit. Like, oh my God, this conversation was so pointless. So pointless. Because the only thing we really wanted to hear them talk about was this whole, her sudden concern with his age.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't come up again. It
didn't
never
come
came up.
No. Jesse, yeah. his dumbass didn't bring nothing up. And it just, we didn't get nothing. That's the only thing. That was the yeah. only thing needed from a conversation between the two of y'all. And we didn't get none of that.
Yo, do y'all remember when Caitlin showed a picture of Brandon on a rock contemplating if he wanted to jump into the ocean or
oh,
not?
Oh my God.
That is hosting. That is hosting.
God, yes. Brandon in the sunset crying tears.
Contemplating the rest of his life.
Right. Yes. Silhouette, this black silhouette against the Hawaiian sun. My God.
And Jesse standing up here like, that was hard. How do you feel?
Yeah. And how do you
so
feel?
So whack.
Anything
so
else you want to say? Rachel, I'll give you the final word. Like, just back and forth of saying absolutely nothing.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. We basically just learned that she shouldn't have brought him to Fantasy Suites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that or she should have told him and broke him up from there. Mm-hmm. I don't really know why. Because she did the right thing with Tyler. She knew Tyler wasn't it. I'm not going to
oh, yeah,
his
Tyler.
Family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you had that foresight. I don't know why you didn't do that with Zach. You could have done the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
just
true.
Save the rose ceremony. But anyway, so that was mm-hmm. Zach. Hope mm-hmm. to see you never. Not even in paradise.
Never.
I'm
never.
So
no.
done. I'm good mm-hmm. with you and your boring stiff ass. Okay. Back to the show. Now, they're both down to, oh no, not, so Gabby's down to one guy, Eric.
Yeah.
Rachel still has Tito and Avon. Okay.
Yeah.
So, time to meet their families.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel. Okay. Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
It's the stylist, Carrie.
Carrie. This was giving $12. This was giving Rainbow.
This was giving
Conway. This was giving Joyce Leslie. This was
this Twitter said man. This was giving Wendy's customer service. Sales rep at Wendy's is what Twitter was saying.
Oh, no.
This was giving I work at the power plant in 1950s and I'm making bombs for the war. What is this? This was one of the worst outfits
yeah.
ever. All of Katie
so
season. This was this
no,
that.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no,
yes,
no, 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 no.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yes,
no.
it does.
I will this, never. This, I will never.
I'm sorry. I can't find a worse outfit ever.
Oh
ever.
My God.
What was this?
It's just so bad.
Oh my, it was primary color red.
It was color wheel
color
red.
Color wheel red. This was a Dickies work dress. Oh, he's gonna go work on the factory line. Oh, why?
It was
why?
Giving, what's this lady?
It was giving Rosie the Riveter. This was the worst outfit ever on the history of the Bachelorette.
No, no,
yes,
no,
it was.
I denounce it. No,
it
no,
was.
I don't think
this
so.
Was
I do not think so.
This was horrid.
Oh my
horrid.
God.
Horrid. And her
this
hair,
so
they didn't even comb her hair. Her hair looked all this head to toe is terrible. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad they had him.
I know. I don't know why.
Why?
Do this.
Why? And Rachel, why did you put this on your body? You can't even blame the stylist. At a point, you stepped into the dress. You have to take responsibility. Yeah. You have to take responsibility. You buttoned that dress up and walked out on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Terrible.
So bad.
So anyways, we see Big Tony.
Big
tough, soft as a pillow father.
Literally a Casper mattress, Tony.
playing the role of Big Tony. Right.
Cosplaying as Tony Soprano.
Right.
What?
Oh, please. We have her mom and then her two best friends.
Yeah. I love that the friends were there.
I love that too.
That.
Yeah, because they came ready, willing. They came queued up. Yep.
Ready. Because let me tell you all something. Rachel wanting to get engaged and wanting to get married so quickly, that didn't come from nowhere. Okay?
Mm.
That is an ideal that comes from home. That comes from whomst? Your parents. And she sat there and Marianne said, is he ready to have kids? Is she ready to have kids?
Oh my God.
And I said, this is why she brought her friends.
Yeah.
She knows they got good sense.
Yeah. And her mom is off on a rainbow.
Grandkids? Sounds good. Yeah. Love them. Biracial? Great. I'll get myself a patterned Denman brush. Let's go. Coconut oil for days. Okay?
The mom just wants some grandbabies so bad. She don't care who comes through that door.
So bad. Tony is just literally alone for the ride.
Yeah.
So she said, you know what? You know who I'm going to bring? My two you good too. Judys. All
yeah.
right.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, my God. So yeah, she's like, I'm looking for clarity. I can see my life with both of them, but I'm not sure. Today, you're meeting Aven. So Aven's first up. Comes in, got his bouquet of flowers, brought a sycamore for Tony. Nice little touch.
Nice.
And yeah, it's like, meet my new black boyfriend, mom and dad. Like,
that's
sat
it.
Sat down, that was it. Nobody had any issues. The mom was just looking at them cute little curly-haired grandbabies in her eyes. That's all you saw.
Loving it.
Oh,
they seem like some nice people. I love this.
Yeah, they seem nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Aven, he goes and talks to Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's saying how Rachel's his pride and joy.
Love that he said that.
Yes.
A lot of men don't say that about their dad. Or a lot of dads don't say that about their daughter.
Their daughter.
Say that about their son.
Rachel's his pride and joy. No one's going to take her away from him without a fight. Tomorrow, there's going to be a different guy sitting here. What can you say today that will make you memorable or make me like you over the other guy? They didn't really say much. Let me tell you
all something. If I looked like Aven, I would be like, well, you see me. Like, what? First of all, I'm black. Second of all, best looking out of the whole cast.
We'll give you some great looking grandkids.
Let's be
real.
So.
But yeah, he was like, I've been open and honest the whole time. This isn't a joke to me. My feelings are very real.
Yeah.
We share the same values, same sense of humor. I communicated I'm in love with her last week. Now Rachel's sitting with her mom. The mom immediately, she's like, I love him.
Immediately.
He
just said hi.
She didn't even do her one-on-one with him yet.
Nope.
I love him.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.